Anthony, thank you so much for joining me and Jeff Blair on Baseball Central.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for coming on. Hey, you know, we always come on this show and we talk about, or I do, I talk about things just doesn't happen overnight just because. And I was looking at some of your numbers when you came over from the trade and you went to Buffalo. Your strikeouts went up. Is there a reason why that is? Did you make an adjustment? Are your pitches any better? Can you tell me a little something about that?
Yeah, so one thing I was working on with Doug Mathis, the pitching coach, was, you know, getting my my curveball more up and down rather than, you know, side to side. It was a little bit more of kind of like a slider-ish-y pitch when I was with the Mets. And, you know, one thing I've always wanted to work on was getting it more, 12-6 rather than side to side.
I'm going to ask a real layman's question. Why? Why the 12-6 as opposed to side to side? Is it just easier to control, just more effective against hitters?
I just think that it, I think it's better for my repertoire to have it, you know, more up and down than, you know, side to side. It'll help, the plays off my fastball a little bit better.
Now, what's it like when you're, you know, halfway through the year, or in this case, I guess, the trade deadline, July 31st, and you join a new organization, especially, you know, because a lot of people don't realize this. You join a new organization in the minor leagues. Essentially, you have a month. You have about 6 weeks, Five weeks after the trade deadline. So, you know, you got to pack up. You got new people, new coaches, new teammates. How did you go about approaching that? Is there a lot of pressure to impress people right away, Anthony, or do you just go over and sort of keep on doing what you were doing and, you know, and let people suggest changes if changes are needed to be made?
Yeah, I don't think there's really any pressure. It's kind of just, you know, it's definitely a little weird having to, you know, learn everyone. And, you know, every day, you know, someone new comes in and I'm asking everyone, I was like, who is this? Like, what does he do here? Because it's just so weird, you know, trying to learn, you know, everyone's names and stuff like that. And, yeah, I mean, for the most part, when I got traded over, they kind of just told me to just do my thing. And, you know, if they see any adjustments they want to make, they'll make them. But they said nothing's going to be too major. It's just going to be, small changes.
Yeah, now, Anthony, you've had some arm issues, obviously. You've had some Tommy John. It just seems to me like when I was doing some homework on you, I've talked to some people that have been around you, and then I saw you pitch, and me and Jeff were talking about this before you came on, that the mile per hour on your fastball, I didn't realize you threw this hard. You know, there's a difference. I used to try and hit. I wasn't great at it, but I tried to do it. And I can say that when I faced lefties and it was 91, 92, I said, okay, I can let that travel a little bit. But now you tick it up a little and it's 93, 94, and 95. You're eating at some 95s. That's a whole different thing. How have you been able to take the fastball mile per hour wise to a little bit of a different level?
So I was probably like 91, 92 in college, and then had the Tommy John. And honestly, I think that's helped me, you know, come back stronger and, you know, throw a little bit harder. And I think, you know, all the rehab in between definitely has helped that.
Now, you're going to get, you started against Tampa Bay. You get the Yankees, which is a pretty big deal, I think, for anybody. When you came over here and you realized you're pitching in the AL East, and, you know, not that the NL East is easy by any stretch of the imagination, but what was that like for you when you realized you were joining an organization and, you know, you're going to be facing the Yankees, the Red Sox, and Tampa Bay? I mean, it's can be a bit of a meat grinder for guys in this division, especially for pitchers.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. I mean, AL East isn't no joke either. You know, you got the Braves, the Phillies, and, you know, the Nationals are all pretty good lineups also. So, I mean, I think no matter what division you go to, there's going to be good teams, you know, no matter where you go. And you're definitely going to have to grind them out against those guys.
Anthony, tell me a little bit about your pickoff move. I saw that you picked off last year, like about around 16 people. You picked off three or four people. The word is you have a really good move to first base. Can you tell me where that came from? Have you worked with a left-handed pitcher that's giving you a little bit of advice on how to do that? Because I know playing first base, that's not the easiest thing to do, right? You're so geared up about living on the corners at the plate, you forget about how to hold runners and that kind of thing. You've been really good at that. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've pretty much had it my whole life ever since, you know, guys have been taking leads off of me. And, you know, it's kind of one thing that, you know, I take pride in, you know. I mean, it's one thing you got to hold runners on, you know, not let them get to second base. And I think it's definitely huge, you know, I mean, if you're giving up free bases and, you know, it's definitely not good. And, you know, get those guys, don't want them to get into scoring position. So, you know, one guy I always, you know, looked up to when I was little was Andy Pettit. You know, he always had that really good pickoff move. And, you know, it was definitely, I think just watching him definitely helped with that.
Anthony, listen, we really appreciate you joining us today. Thanks so much. Continued success, man. Keep it going.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.